So there's no way for a man to 100% win in this society. Not anymore. There was a time when if a man was a member of the community, he lived a certain way, made a certain income, and all these things, he won. He got the wife, he had the kids, he had the respect, he had the wealth, he had the security. If you worked hard enough, you knew the right people, you risked, and you won, and all these things, there was a time when you could win as a man. But today... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends are in for a good show. Today, we're going to be discussing why young men are giving up. Now, this isn't just exclusive to young men. Men in general, a lot of us, we're catching up to the ever-changing culture. We're catching up to the unrealistic expectations that are put on us for little, if any, gain whatsoever. And so we're going to discuss why young men especially, usually between the ages of 18 to 30, why a lot of them are giving up. A lot of us are saying, hey, you know what? The juice isn't worth the squeeze, we're not interested, we're checking out. And this whole video, I want to share one particular clip that I actually saw on Coach Greg Adams' channel. Shout out to him, fantastic content creator. I'd recommend you go check out his channel. If you like my content, his is similar. He doesn't discuss as many religious issues, but he's a very wise guy, and I would encourage you to check out his channel. I want to give credit where credit is due. But you know what is interesting? We're living in a very reactional period in human history. We're living in a time when 30 years ago, 50 years ago, the world was much different. We lived in a culture that wasn't perfect by any means, but it gave men certain advantages, quote unquote, over women when women are born with tremendous advantages over men with their ability to control men through your schmendrick. They don't want to perceive that as power, but that is tremendous influence and power. That's why I've asserted on the show before, men and women are born equal. They have been forever. Now, people want to measure things purely from the masculine perspective, but when we put things into proper perspective, we say, wait a minute. Men might hold physical prowess over women. A lot of times they hold political office that women don't. But women have a pure monopoly over the one thing that most men, unless they're not heterosexual, want. And that is down there below the equator. The peace leave, as Coach Greg Adams calls it. I don't want to steal his lingo without giving him credit. I love that. I call it like peace leave, he calls it peace leave. It's the same thing. But we need to understand something. A lot of us are living in a reactionary period. There was a time when men had what was called by today's standards male privilege. Now that we live in a world where women not only hold the sexual prowess over men, but now a lot of them are given advantages that you are not given as a man. It's go girl power, flower power, all that in a bag of chips. Now you add to the fact that they already had power and now they're double dipping. So now we live in a society where women now hold the moral high ground, the physical high ground, the mental high ground, every advantage possible. And then these same women and their mothers and their grandmothers will come out and say, oh, what's wrong with these men? They're not trying anymore. They're not going to college anymore. They're not trying to achieve anymore. They're playing video games. They're jacking off. They're doing things that are not conducive to what their fathers or their grandfathers did. And how is this happening? As if they don't know. Oh, they know why. Because this is exactly the consequences of the culture you've cultivated. But I'm going to show you the video I'm talking about so that you understand where I'm coming from and I don't sound crazy. So again, I saw this clip on CGA's or Coach Greg Adams' channel. Shout out to him, the Free Agent Lifestyle. Let's review this video and I'll give you my take on it. Here we go. But before we start it, please share your thoughts and your comments. A lot of you might think that you don't have a lot to add to the conversation. I can assure you that you do, because everybody has their own way of seeing things, their own way of interpreting what I say, what other people say, and how they process it, and you can relate to more people than you could possibly imagine. Without further ado, let's jump in and let's see what this woman has to say.
Someone answer this question. What is going on with emerging adult white males between the ages of, say, 18 and 25 to 30? I ask you this because most of the clients that come to me have young adult white males between 18 and say 30, and they are sleeping all day, gaming all night, hiding from their parents, hiding from the world, smoking a lot of weed. They don't want to grow up. And I don't want to use inflammatory language, but I have seen so much of this in the last 18 months that I would say this is an epidemic. And I don't think it's just one thing. I think it's a complex issue. Oh. I think it has to do with the attraction of gaming and the escape of that. I think it has to do with losing faith in the world and the way it's going at the moment. And I think in some ways we all hit that 20s and we're like disillusioned with the fact that we have to grow up and like kick it into gear and take responsibility for ourselves.
Oh, hell no.
Maybe we don't want to do that. But why is it so much more difficult these days for this generation?
Well, that's a great question, ma'am. Does anybody have an answer for her? Because I most certainly do. First of all, are we going to pretend like we didn't just see halfway through the video she had to have her cleavage in the camera? Those saggy waggies all in the camera? Why? Ladies, if you're here, I have a question. Why is it that whenever I see TikToks like this, the camera is not up here? It's down on your cleavage, as if, oh yes, I totally want to see some 60-year-old woman's sagging boobs. Yes, I wanted to see that so bad. Really? Again, ladies, you're trying to sound intelligent while having it directly pointed at your chest. You really don't think that we notice these things? You do it on purpose, and then that's the same, that is the equivalent of a guy pulling up to your house or to the club or whatever. He's driving a fancy car, he's wearing fancy jewelry, and then the women only like him for his wallet, and he's like, oh my god, these women only like me for my money. Versus when women, they don't exhibit a lot of intelligence, they're only focused on their body, and then they're like, oh, these men only want me for my body. That's what you're advertising, ma'am. If you wanted to show you were intelligent, you would wear a suit, or you'd wear a dress or whatever, and you wouldn't have the camera pointed down your cleavage. Duh. Oh, God. Going back to her actual message for 2 seconds, she focused on white men. This could go across the entire spectrum of races. This is not exclusive to white men. But you want to know why young men are saying, you know what, we're not interested. Number one, let me ask you, younger men, if you're between the ages of 18 to 30, as I am, let me ask you a question. Do you feel the overwhelming need to go out there and conquer the world? Do you feel like people are waiting for you to step up and go out there and hoorah and all that? The odds are, the answer is probably no. Now, me, that's how I am. I want to conquer the world. I have a lot of ambition, so I'm a little bit different in that regard. But a lot of guys I know who are still at their parents' house, they're not just smoking dope and playing video games. A lot of them are stacking bread, trying to make that money so that then they can move out on their own paying rent somewhere. They're trying to buy a house with cash, or they're trying to work on setting themselves up in a better financial situation. Now, there are men who do this, where they say, oh, I don't care, I'm checking out, I'm done. And I don't fault those men. You know why? Gentlemen, let me ask you something. How many of you, show of hands, would be married right now if someone could say, hey, oh, I don't know what your name is. Maybe your name is Bob or John or Adrian. I don't know what your name is, but, or Aiden or whatever. Let me ask you something. Let's say someone came up to you and they said, hey, man, I know a woman. She's not in these streets. She's a good, supportive woman. She'll help you build wealth. She'll take care of the kids. She'll be a good wife and all these things. She won't divorce you. She won't give you a bait and switch. She won't leave you in a sexless marriage. She won't be passive aggressive on you and all these things. Would you marry that woman? The answer is probably right. You would. Of course you would. But women don't fit that profile no more. And even if they do, the influence is so heavy. The ice spice culture, the sprinkle sprinkle culture, the women who are out here in these streets seem to be winning. The good girl is not being rewarded, and the good man is not being rewarded anymore. So when you have older women, let's go back to this video. When you have older women like this, who want to come out here and say, oh, why are all these men? They're staying at home. They're not going out there achieving. Why is this? Ma'am, this is the culture you created. You and your cohorts created this culture with the patriarchy, toxic masculinity, all men are rapist culture, the to me movement, the only fools, the selling of a punani in the streets. All of these things are not happening in a vacuum, and they are affecting men, and men are not stupid. Some men might be a little slow to the party, but they're still pulling up and they're saying, wait a minute, why would I marry these women? Why would I marry these women when, number one, they're probably in the streets, other dudes have gotten it basically for free, and now they want me to pay top dollar? I played a video, I think it was yesterday, of a woman who said, oh yeah, I had sex before marriage, I'm a Christian woman, but now this new boyfriend I have, we're waiting until marriage. Gentlemen, why would you do that? Why would you wait when someone else didn't have to? Why would you do that? Some men will still do it, but my answer is, why would I sacrifice when she hasn't had to sacrifice? Why would I risk all my potential earnings? Why would I work so hard to conquer the world, fight adversity, overcome my insecurities, just for people who are overweight, past their prime, at the end of the finish line, thinking they're entitled to me? Why would I do a thing like that? I don't care if they're in the church, if they're in the streets, if they're on the internet, it makes no difference. These women are very hive-minded, and they all have this programming. Now, will they all act a certain way? No, not always. But it can happen at any time. And a lot of the men that she's talking about end up like this guy right here. Listen to this. This is going to be painful, but we're going to get through it. Trust me.
Being a single mom is hard. She'll cancel dates, short text, and not reply. She has no time to put you first. A woman who puts her child before you should make you respect her more. Be patient with her.
What?
Take her out. She's not flaking.
Oh, hell.
Childcare costs more than the date you take her on. It's not about money. Spoil her with time. Show her you appreciate all the sacrifices she makes for her child with no help. Be her consistency, and eventually she'll be your everything.
Oh, you mean like how she was for the baby daddy? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? That was kind of mean, wasn't it? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the truth. Yeah, that was pretty truthful. Gentlemen, don't be that guy. There are a lot of men out here who think like that guy. Oh, these single women, these single mothers, it's these men who are the dirtbags, and these women are secretly good. Oh, really? Is that right? See, these same women who you think will be your everything, they're waiting for Chad, Tyrone, Giga Chad, and all these dudes who have all the women. All the women want those dudes. There used to be a time when men got rewarded for being good men, for going out there and achieving, and it still happens. But the bar is moving higher and higher and higher, and the rewards are going down and down and down, and a lot of men are saying, what the hell is the point anyway? So many of these women are fat, they're feminists, they're not appealing, they have rainbow hair, septum piercings, nipple rings, everything. And they think they're entitled to me. They call me toxic. They call Chad and Tyrone and everybody else toxic. Meanwhile, they're still sleeping with them. Meanwhile, they're still giving them attention. Meanwhile, I'm the good guy over here. I'm trying to be everything that they say that they want, but they can't be bothered until they're 30 or they have a child or they want a break from the carousel and now they want to pair up with you for 6 months a year, whatever. Marry you so that then you then pay for all everybody else, you pay off everybody else's tab. Gentlemen, I'm not trying to tell you this to dissuade you from relationships entirely. Do I think that long-term relationships are good? No, not really. Do I think they benefit men? No. Do I think that marriage should be a good thing? It should, but does it actually play out that way because of no-fault divorce? Because of the way that women are brought up in society with the soft, the sweet hot girl summer thing and the I don't cook or clean, but I got the ring mentality? Gentlemen, this, you might think, doesn't affect women. Oh, it does. How else do you explain that even the most Christian girl you find in your youth group somehow knows all of these celebrities, knows all the songs that come on the radio, and all these things? Explain to me how she knows more about popular culture than you do, but yet apparently she's naive. Don't fall for that, gentlemen. But then again, this is why a lot of men don't see a need to overcome their own inner insecurities, overcome adversity, and fight against the power, against themselves. Well, they don't feel a need to do these things because at the end of the day, what are they getting for it? Why would you go out there to slay the dragon and fight for the kingdom that you're trying to build if people are just going to call you names, write you off, and treat you like crap, treat you like a utility at best, or like a toxic adversary at worst? Why would you do these things? It's not a surprise that a lot of young men are giving up. And even if you're a guy who gets married, let me ask you, married men who are in here, or men who want to be married in here right now, let's get some comedy on the show and let's lighten things up. Let me know how much of you can relate to this, whether it's you, your dad, your uncle, your friend. How many of you can relate to this skit? Let's watch this.
Officer, my wife is missing. She went out yesterday and she hasn't come home.
Okay, what's her height?
I'm not sure. Maybe around 5'6".
Okay, weight?
I don't know. Not slim, not big.
Color of eyes?
Sort of blue, I think.
I never really noticed.
What's the color of her hair?
Well, that changes all the time, depending on what hairdresser she goes to.
What clothes was she wearing when you last saw her?
Could have been a red dress, maybe a blue one. I don't know exactly.
When she left to go somewhere, did she go by car?
Yeah, she did.
And what is the make of that car?
It's a high-performance 560-horsepower Audi in a very specific grey silver metallic paint. It has eight-speed pedal shift automatic transition and a 6.35-litre V12 engine, generating at least 560 horsepower. It has a Z51 super performance package, larger than normal alloy wheels, GT bucket seats, satellite navigation, and unfortunately, a little thin scratch on the front left door handle. Don't worry, sir. We'll find your car.
Shout out to that. Oh, that is funny. Oh, that's funny. Gentlemen, how many of you can relate to that? I mean, it's a skit. I understand that. But a lot of married men, they're not as happy as you think they are, not as satisfied as you might believe. And a lot of them end up in a very kind of walking through the motions type of life. You may not believe me. I have friends that are married, that are in their early to mid-20s, and they're married. Now, again, your marriage will start out with a lot of passion, a lot of emotion, and it'll feel great. But then, real life happens. You start having kids. You start having to pay bills and all these things. And then, life becomes too real. And a lot of people, the passion dwindles. Women are addicted to romance, gentlemen. And immediately when you're no longer that romantic guy that she reads about in the romance novels, she's going to start thinking about that guy, whether he be real or imagined, when she's having intimacy with you. How's that for a dose of reality for you? Again, I am not trying to say this so that you totally turn your back on relationships. Do I advocate for them? Absolutely not. But if you're going to have one, then that is your choice, but you got to make the right choice. As right a choice as you can get. There's no way for a man to 100% win in this society. Not anymore. There was a time when if a man was a member of the community, he lived a certain way, made a certain income, and all these things, he won. He got the wife, he had the kids, he had the respect, he had the wealth, he had the security. If you worked hard enough, you knew the right people, you risked, and you won, and all these things, there was a time when you could win as a man. But today, you could be even a billionaire, and you could be called toxic and canceled. You could have businesses fall through. Social media is everywhere, and the court of public opinion has never been more powerful, more prevalent, and more potent than it is now. So, gentlemen, if you are still living your life in a way where you care about what other people say, you're coming from a beta perspective, and unfortunately, you're going to be living in a very compromising way because at the end of the day, a lot of men, especially younger men, we care about what other people think about us. We care what women think about us. We want other men to like and respect us. We want women to be attracted to us. We want to like ourselves, like what we see in the mirror. And all of these things take tremendous effort and work. And not a lot of people have that internal motivation, and they're certainly not going to get it externally. But for some reason, these older women want to critique the men, and then they create men who are not going to strive. And then you have women like this who are going to... This is the type of women that you'll listen to when you're getting into a better economic situation. You'll encounter women like this, and these are supposedly the kind of women you're supposed to compete for. Let's listen to this.
So I've been single a year and a half now, but I took an entire year to not date guys, to not have sex with guys, to not talk to guys, to not even interact with guys.
Gentlemen, off the rip, remember what I said a couple minutes ago about the cleavage being all up in the camera when they're trying to make a so-called cogent point? Mm-hmm. You think I make these things up? No, I don't. Let's continue.
They were fucking canceled. They were off limits. We didn't associate with the male species. But now we're like, okay, we're going to step back out into the dating pool again. Started that about like 6 months ago. But because I took a whole year to focus on myself, establish my worth.
Gentlemen, let me ask you a question real quick before we continue with this clip. How many of you, raise of hands, believe that this woman right here was celibate for an entire year? Oh, nobody? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. There is an old joke that says, if a woman is celibate, I'm going to buy a bit. In other words, she's selling a little cootie cat on the side. Maybe she's still hooking up with her ex because they're still sexually compatible. Or maybe she's still, you know, having fun bedroom time, ben fun time with the guys who are so attractive. But she's not trying to get into a quote-unquote relationship. Gentlemen, whenever a woman says she's not in a relationship, do not mistake that for she's not having any bedroom fun. Because this could not be farther from the truth. In fact, it means she's having more bedroom fun than if she was in a relationship. But let's continue. Let's see what else this salami smuggler has to say.
Understand what my wants and my needs are for a future relationship. I'm able to articulate that so well with men now, and I honestly don't think it's possible for men to fucking play me or disrespect me or screw me over, because the moment that happens, I'm out.
I don't believe that for a second. If you're actually attracted to that man, you're not going to do that. We all know that, and a lot of men are catching up to these lies, but okay, continue.
There is not a second chance. One fucking strike, and you are out, baby.
Does anybody want to leave that either? I certainly don't.
Like, and that's how women need to be. Know your fucking worth and what your standard is. If a guy is not meeting your standards because you don't fucking know what you actually need or require, figure that shit out before you're fucking starting to date guys. You need to understand what you need before you're dating. Unless you're just going out there to fuck, then go do your thing. Get fucked. But if you're...
Oh. This woman's attitude is... God. Does anybody find this attractive? Like, a serious question. Does anybody actually find this attractive? Potty mouth women are repulsive to me. I don't care how big your rack is. I don't care how much you put face... You know, how much makeup you put on your face. I don't care how good your glug-glug game is. I don't care about any of that. If you are... a potty mouth, I immediately know you're a low-class broad, and I will never be seen with you in broad daylight.
Actually, like, looking for something in the future, I'm not saying right now, I'm not saying you need a commitment, you need the ring fucking within a month, but, like, if long-term, you're like, yeah, my goal and my intention with dating is to be married, hey, what do you want in a relationship? What are you looking for in a man? What value do you need from yourself? What's your fucking standards look like?
How old do you think this woman is, just out of curiosity? Because... it's very interesting that now all of a sudden she's kind of talking about commitment, talking about the ring, talking about having high standards. These are not in place when they're 18 years old, when they're 25, or unless they've already been making up for lost time in the streets. Gentlemen, I don't say this as a guy who's only watched content. I say this as a guy who's been in college, a guy who's been in the military, and a guy who's gone to high school. You really think I haven't seen this behavior? Trust me, I have seen these women. I have known women both as friends and as lovers who have gone from giving it to me basically for free and then getting in a relationship with other dudes. They made wait. I got it on the first night. Other dudes, they're making them wait. I'm not making this up. Now, what that goes to, and I've been also the guy on the receiving end of that. I've known guys who have gotten it for free, basically, not completely for free, but for on fire sale. And these same women then want to tell me, oh, I'm looking for this and this, and I don't have intimacy with men until I am, you know, in a safe, secure relationship. Meanwhile, I know for a fact that she used to get her cheeks clapped by these other men who she didn't have any of those standards for. So, gentlemen, we need to be aware of these type of tactics, because it's these same women right here who will try to convince you, as you're getting up in status, your wealth is going up, your self-esteem is going up, your body's going, you're going to the gym and your body's looking better. These same women will come into your life and try to tell you what they deserve, what they expect, and all this. Meanwhile, they've been out there smoking dope, partying, drinking, fornicating, and all that, and you haven't. And now they want to show up, tell you what they not going to do and what they expect and all that. Miss me with that garbage. Miss me with that crap. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Why in the world would I do that? That's ridiculous. Gentlemen, let me know what you think. Do you want to put up with stuff like this? Have you checked out? Have you checked out, or maybe you're checking back in and you want to improve yourself because you have something now that you care about? You're not just drifting anymore. Let me know. I would love to hear what you have to say. Why are you on the fence? Why have you checked out? Why are you refusing to check out? I love to hear what you have to say. Because I can guarantee you, no matter where you are on the spectrum, you're not alone, and there are a lot of men who can relate to you. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Leave your comments and your thoughts below with any of the videos or any of the comments that we've made on the show today. And the one thing I'll leave you with is, please, for the love of God, think with your brain, not with what's below your belt. It will save your life, because too many bad decisions we make in our lives are made when we're high on the testosterone, our hormones are going crazy, and we forget to think with our actual brain and in the long-term thinking. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'll see you next time. Again, ask me any questions you have about the show. Leave your thoughts below. Share your stories if you want to. This is a safe space for you men. I'm not going to delete your comments. I'll respond to them. I would love for you to feel like this is a space for you and that your voice matters, because in my opinion, it does. Take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.